So I told you earlier this week, it's June now.
Yeah.
You knew it was June.
I knew
it
was June. Yay!
But I told you, once we get to June here, the primaries really ramp up.
Yeah, and fast and furious.
We start to learn a little bit more, and there were a number yesterday. California, Iowa, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Obviously, one of the biggest primaries that we were watching, really two of them in California, mm-hmm. Both of them, but the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, the incumbent, looking for another term. Spencer Pratt, the former reality show star, right. Now turned politician. The impetus for him was he and his wife, their home burned down in the Palisades fire.
Right.
He has seen the mismanagement of the city budget, mm-hmm. Particularly when it came to the fires, but then when it came to the homeless population, spending $400 million to just allow people to live on the streets in Los Angeles. And he says that the people of L.A. deserve more.
So it's going to be a runoff now because nobody cracked 50%.
Correct. But we don't know who yet is going to be in that because they're still counting votes.
But there, I mean,
he is in the lead.
He's in the lead.
For second place.
He's
yeah.
close to the mayor. I mean, you know, she's like, yeah, what, 35?
Yeah, like 4 percentage points off.
Yeah, like so, 4 percentage points off. So, you know,
it should put a little bit of fear in Karen Bass at this point. I agree. Yeah. David Duilio is the Distinguished Professor of Political Science and the Director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University and joins us this morning. Dave, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
What did you make of some of these races yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think yesterday's primary results across the country provided some interesting results, some expected results, and I think also shine a light on some of the national dynamics that are continuing to really drive American politics. And I think, you know, part of that is the faction divide in today's Democratic Party between sort of the establishment folks and the more progressive wing of the party. And both could claim some victories yesterday. In Iowa, we have Josh Turek, a moderate sort of centrist Democrat. He is going to advance to the run against a woman named Ashley Hinson for the open Senate seat in Iowa. You've got military veteran Rebecca Bennett, who also is from that more moderate wing of the Democratic Party, going to run against a guy named Tom Keene, who has been nowhere to be seen on Capitol Hill as a member of Congress from New Jersey. But at the same time, we get also in New Jersey, interesting in the same state, but driven by different district factors, a guy named Hamowy, who is very much in the progressive the bent of the party these days. And he's going to go on in a safe Democratic district to represent voters. And one of the great quotes that I read about him is that he has a checkered personal history, which these days is more and more. And of course, and you guys covered California.
Yeah.
But I would just say two other things about that. Number one, you know, the primary out there is top two. So you get a slew of Republicans and Democrats on the same mm-hmm. primary ballot, and those top two vote getters will go on to the general election. And the last thing is, and you alluded to it, but it's important. Lots of votes left out there in California to count. So even in that L.A. mayor's race and an interesting governor's race, lots of votes left out there.
David, you know, we've seen, you know, entertainers and media personalities and political outsiders continue to gain traction. Why are non-traditional candidates still resonating with voters?
Yeah, great question, Lloyd. I think, and let me start by saying that this is not the first era of American politics where those outsiders or celebrity candidates in some sense have had real success. And I think it's because of a couple things. Number one, you know, when voters start to hear about the quote unquote career politicians and look at records, maybe like in Los Angeles, right? Folks are looking for something different. They're looking for something fresh. They're looking for a new perspective to help solve important problems. And being a celebrity, having a notable name, helps those individuals raise money. It helps them with name identification, which, as you both know, is really important in races like these. So I think it's a combination of benefits that come along with being somebody who's got a well-known name and just an appetite for something different.
Well, up until last night's primaries, there were no Trump-endorsed candidates for governor, House, or Senate that had lost a midterm primary until last night. Randy Fenstra, the representative who was running for governor in Iowa, did lose to Zach Lahn, and that changes things a little bit. Donald Trump was batting 1,000 up until that point. Do you think that his late endorsement just wasn't enough at the end?
Yeah, it may not have come in time. And off the top of my head, I don't know what the early voting rules are in that state, but it could be that, you know, there were folks who maybe were who had cast their ballots via absentee or early voting that may have changed had Trump come in earlier. But I think, look, I mean, this is one race out of many,
right,
that have already come, right? The president's grip on the Republican Party and his influence among Republican primary voters is not to be questioned.
I'm wondering, Dave, how much should we read into primary results when turnout is often, you know, a lot lower than the general election?
Yeah, it's really hard to extrapolate from a primary to a general election. And the electorates are just so much different in terms of who shows up. And of course, that has an impact on those turnout numbers, as you mentioned, Lloyd, right? I mean, the folks who show up in June in California are the hardcore of the hardcore partisans, right? I mean, and it's the same will be true here in Michigan in August, right?
Right.
When
people are
still on vacation. They're thinking about the last few weeks of summer. They're getting their kids ready to go back to school, right? I mean, it really takes a motivated and really active politically individual to get out there and vote. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but
right,
that's really the dynamics that are at
Dave
play.
Duilio, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Changes coming to the earmark process here in the state of Michigan. It's next.